is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, He is the King.
He is the King
of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, He is the King. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give all the glory unto Him. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty,
let us pray. Dear Lord, we come before you today to hear your word, to learn of you, Lord Jesus. May you open up our hearts and our minds, and may our very souls be nourished from your words today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. You ever have one of those days where you think it's Sunday and it acts like Monday? Well, I hit the little button on the recorder this morning, but forgot to put the microphone stuff in the queue, so it brought up a song instead. So I'm looking at the thing and saying, oh, wow, it's working. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I'm not going to preach on this today, but in Ecclesiastes, there's an interesting thing. Chapter 10, verse 2, I think it is. It's something I come across this morning, and I just thought I'd share it real quick. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left hand. Now, if I were to take it out of the Elizabethan and put it in our own language and say, the wise are on the right, but the fools are on the left. You go back and you look at other scriptures, it talks about God putting the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left hand. And he says to the sheep, come in, my good servants. But the goats he casts away. I wonder if that's why conservatives are considered right and liberals are considered left. Like I said, I wasn't going to preach on that today. I just one of them thoughts that makes you go, God has a sense of humor. Like that judge down in Florida where some atheist tried to sue for their own holiday. They wanted their own holiday. The judge said, you already have your holiday, April 1st. So, I mean, God has a sense of humor. He can even work through judges and different people to do different things. But today what I want to talk about is Mark 16. Mark 16, starting with verse 15. And a lot of versions trying to take this out of the Bible. They don't like this. They don't like it at all. They take it out. And even in the King James Version, a lot of the different commentators, don't get me started on the Tater family, because there's a commentator, there's dictator, and smash taters, and fried taters, and I don't want to be a fried tater, do you? A lot of commentators like to say that, well, this isn't in the most ancient manuscripts. Of course, the oldest manuscripts they've got came out of Alexandria and Egypt. They were found in a trash dump, all marked up, scratched out, and written over. I don't know that I'd trust that. If you were in a university and you went to buy a college book, and you said, well, I'm going to save a little money, I'm going to get a used one. And you see whole paragraphs marked over, scratched out, and writing in the corners to replace it. Would you trust that book? I wouldn't either. So why would I want to use something like that? I'll stick to the one without the copyright, which God wrote. Amen. And if you people out there don't know which one that is, well, go figure it out. Anyway, here we go. And he said unto them, go ye to all the world and sell your denominations to all the people. Well, I got people in here laughing. I got people shaking their head. You're starting to say that? Go ye into all the world and proclaim the majesty of your pastor. Huh? But you know, that's what people do. I'm a Baptist. If you're not a Baptist, you can't be saved. Oh, no, that's not the way it is. It's the Roman Catholic Church. That's the only true church. And the Mother Church of Rome, she can save you. Gee, I don't remember them nailing a church to a cross. Do you? It clearly says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the gospel is Jesus Christ. Now, here's the interesting thing. You don't mind if I get on the side here a little bit to tell a story. Once upon a time, I was sitting in the Bible house down in Oviedo, Florida. And I was praying, and I saw a vision. It was a vision of a man praying. He had read his Bible, he put his Bible down, he lifted his eyes up, began to pray. He said, Lord, if this word be true, send me someone that will preach it to me and heal me, and I will preach for you the rest of my life. That was 1976. So I said, Lord, what is this all about? He says, I want you to go preach to that man. Pray for him. Where is he? It's in Maryland. I mean, like, I'm in Florida. I'm in Oviedo, Florida. And if you put a mark in Oviedo and you go up there to Maryland, it turned out to be Harold Harbor, Maryland. That's 999 miles. Give or take a few tenths. But me being the type of person I was, okay, I'll go. But, you know, I'd like a little help here. I need some money to get gas and go. So, you know, here it is, 11 o'clock. Send me somebody $20 and I'll be out of here. Well, actually, I think it was about 10 o'clock. But anyway, within a half hour, I got a knock on the door. Now, this is at night. And a man by the name of Fred Trent said, I was asleep. The Lord woke me up, told me to bring you this, and he handed me a $20 bill. Now, if that man had loved his flesh more than the Lord. He'd have never got up out of that bed and drove 30 miles to hand me $20. Amen? And I'd have still been sitting in that Bible house. But because he loved the Lord enough to get up and come 30 miles by faith and hand me that $20 bill, that gave me the faith to get up and drive 1,000 miles. See how it worked? And when I got up there, I found the man. And somebody had said, "We got a friend over here in the harbor. He's a little sick. Do you mind praying for him?" No, not at all. So I end up at this house, and I see this man who's a little sick. And I looked at him. What in the world is this, man? The guy's green. And he's protruding out, you know, big protrusion out of his. I mean, this guy's in bad shape. And I was scared. I wasn't going to let them know I was scared, but I was scared. I didn't know what to do. And then I remembered this verse. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Amen? So I began to preach the gospel. And before I knew it, I could feel that anointing, that power of God come. I turned to the wife. I said, "Before I leave here, you'll be walking." She was crippled. And let me tell you the short story. They were both healed. Amen? I'm going to tell you why they were healed. Let's get down to the bottom. Verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. I like to go preach the gospel to every creature. And as you've heard Steve say and you've heard me say, as you go out in the world, this doesn't mean you got to quit your job and go become a missionary in the Congo. Go out, as you go out here in this world, preach the gospel. The gospel. Not your denomination, not your church, not your pastor, not your divinity school. Preach the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ died on that cross for me, a sinner, who, because I am incapable of living a life as Christ lived it, and deserve eternal fire and damnation, Christ died for me that I might live. And when you have that mindset and you have that reality set firmly in you, then you can go forth as you go in the world, and you can tell people of the love of God and of the sacrifice that Jesus made for you. And yes, signs will follow you. But cast away fear. Cast away all fear. that your faith can be solely in the power and the might of God through Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. Cast away pride, because it's not you you're exalting. It's not your denomination. It's not your fellowship or your church or your school you attended. It's Jesus Christ. For all things are put under His feet. And in Him are all things of the Father that are good. And they are yours if you be in Him. Cast your cares away. Cast your fears away. Worry about nothing. If God has the hairs on your head numbered, then what have you to worry about? And if you, by taking thought, cannot change your appearance. If I could take thought and lose 60 pounds in 30 seconds, I'd be happy. May not be a pretty sight, but I mean, I'd be happy. But I can't do that. But God can do all things. And what do I care about what this flesh looks like? Because this flesh is not going to stand before the throne room of God. This flesh is going to be food for the worms if the Lord tarries. And if He doesn't tarry, it's going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye, and I won't care about it anyway. So think not about the things of this life and things of this earth. Care not about them. Fear nothing in this world. But rather put your love, your trust, and your faith in Jesus Christ. And when you do that, then you can take the love of God and love others with that. Amen.
To be free from the burden of sin, there's power in the blood.
Precious blood. his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. He turned his head to close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. If the judgment and wrath he poured out Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross, I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the words that come to us today, for this congregation, for this group, for all those listening, not only here but in the future, Lord. We just ask that it inspire us, that it bring us to do your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.